faith. The Apostle Paul taught that faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. See footnote B. Alma made a similar statement. If ye have faith, ye hope for things which are not seen, which are true. Alma chapter 32, verse 21. Faith is a principle of action and power. Whenever you work toward a worthy goal, you exercise faith. You show your hope for something that you cannot yet see. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. In order for your faith to lead you to salvation, it must be centered in the Lord Jesus Christ. Mosiah chapter 3, verse 17. Fourth article of faith. See also Acts chapter 4, verses 10 through 12, and Moroni chapter 7, verses 24 through 26. You can exercise faith in Christ when you have an assurance that He exists, a correct idea of His character, and a knowledge that you are striving to live according to His will. Having faith in Jesus Christ means relying completely on Him, trusting in His infinite power, intelligence, and love. It includes believing His teachings. It means believing that even though you do not understand all things, He does. Remember that because He has experienced all your pains, afflictions, and infirmities, He knows how to help you rise above your daily difficulties. Alma chapter 7, verses 11 and 12. See also Doctrine and Covenants, section 122, verse 8. He has overcome the world, John chapter 16, verse 33, and prepared the way for you to receive eternal life. He is always ready to help you as you remember His plea. Look unto me in every thought. Doubt not, fear not. Doctrine and Covenants, chapter 6, verse 36. Living by faith. Faith is much more than passive belief. You express your faith through action, by the way you live. The Savior promised, "If ye will have faith in me, ye shall have power to do whatsoever thing is expedient in me." Moroni chapter 7, verse 33. Faith in Jesus Christ can motivate you to follow His perfect example. John chapter 14, verse 12. Your faith can lead you to do good works, obey the commandments, and repent of your sins. James chapter 2, verse 18. 1 Nephi chapter 3, verse 7. See also Alma chapter 34, verse 17. Your faith can help you overcome temptation. Alma counseled his son Helaman, "Teach them to withstand every temptation of the devil with their faith on the Lord Jesus Christ." Alma chapter 37, verse 33. The Lord will work mighty miracles in your life according to your faith. See 2 Nephi chapter 26, verse 13. Faith in Jesus Christ helps you receive spiritual and physical healing through His atonement. 3 Nephi chapter 9, verses 13 and 14. When times of trial come, faith can give you strength to press forward and face your hardships with courage. Even when the future seems uncertain, your faith in the Savior can give you peace. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. See also Helaman chapter 5, verse 47. Increasing your faith. Faith is a gift from God, but you must nurture your faith to keep it strong. Faith is like the muscle of your arm. If you exercise it, it grows strong. If you put it in a sling and leave it there, it becomes weak. You can nurture the gift of faith by praying to Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ. As you express your gratitude to your Father, and as you plead with Him for blessings that you and others need, you will draw near to Him. You will draw near to the Savior, whose atonement makes it possible for you to plead for mercy. Alma chapter 33, verse 11. You will also be receptive to the quiet guidance of the Holy Ghost. You can strengthen your faith by keeping the commandments. Like all blessings from God, Faith is obtained and increased through individual obedience and righteous action. If you desire to enrich your faith to the highest possible degree, you must keep the covenants you have made. You can also develop your faith by studying the Scriptures and the words of Latter-day prophets. The prophet Alma taught that the Word of God helps strengthen faith. Comparing the Word to a seed, he said that the desire to believe can lead you to give place for the Word to be planted in your heart. Then you will feel that the Word is good, for it will begin to enlarge your soul and enlighten your understanding. This will strengthen your faith. As you continually nurture the Word in your heart, with great diligence and with patience, looking forward to the fruit thereof, it shall take root, and behold, it shall be a tree springing up unto everlasting life. See Alma chapter 32, verses 26 through 43. Additional references, Hebrews chapter 11, James chapter 1, verses 5 and 6, chapter 2, verses 14 through 26, Ether chapter 12, verses 4 through 27, Moroni chapter 7, verses 20 through 48, Doctrine and Covenants, section 63, verses 7 through 11, section 90, verse 24. See also Baptism, God the Father, Jesus Christ, Repentance.